If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hickory Bay is at the end of a steep, winding gravel road on Banks Peninsula, and it's here you'll find Kristen and Rachel Savage's farm. Kristen's a keen surfer, and when Cosmo Kentish Barnes visited last week, they jumped in the side-by-side and headed down to one of Kristen's favourite spots.
Yeah, there's some nice peaks over there.
We've come down to the beach on your farm, and there are some good waves out there today.
Yeah, there's some nice waves there. The tides come in a bit and it's going to be good later. Yeah, it's 2 to 3 foot and a few peaks.
And on either side of the beach there are high cliffs.
Yeah, totally. They open up and they're really dramatic. See them for the first time, people get pretty amazed by them. They're big bluffs, aren't they? Yeah. There's actually a slip from the 2010 quake. Came and landed on a seal colony, apparently. And there's a few cracks up in that paddock. And when we came, we thought, what are we going to call this paddock? Because you can actually see through some of them and see daylight through them. And my father-in-law said, oh, how about we call that paddock EQC? So that's upper EQC and mid EQC up there.
So you've got the land that goes right to the edge of the cliffs.
Yeah, up to the top there. You can see that fence along there. There's a boundary fence. And then we're back up there, up the hill and out a couple of k's that way, up north, yeah.
We can see some cattle up on the slopes there.
Yeah, those Speckle Park beefies with calves at foot. 40-odd of those, and they're just chipping away at the grass up there. They look pretty happy.
How handy for you that this farm here has a pretty good surfing beach.
Yeah.
Right at your doorstep.
Yeah, no, it's pretty amazing.
What's so special about this bay, from a surfing perspective?
The swell's really consistent, and you probably only need half a metre of swell to get chest to shoulder high waves. And the prevailing wind is offshore. When I say offshore, but you know, it's blowing back out to sea, grooming the waves. And the way the big cliffs work there, there's a bit of trick of nature, and it makes these waves kind of clean. And so there's plenty of swell, and there's plenty of clean conditions, and that combination plus it's a nice peaky, bowly waves that come in, which surfers really like.
And tell me about the farm. How much land have you got here?
We've got 500 hectares here that we're farming, and we do some dairy grazing for the home farm in Ashburton. Rachel's parents are dairy farming down there, and we'll graze the young stock. So they'll come as R1s in May, and they'll go home as R2s in calf at the end of April. And I really enjoy the challenge of getting the young stock looking really good and performing really well. And they do so well on these volcanic soils. They come off the peninsula so well. Yeah.
And this is a certified organic property?
Yeah, certified with BioGrow. The people that we bought the farm off, David de Rothschild, he converted it to organics over his 6 or 7 years here. And we were just keen to keep that certification going, yeah.
He had planned to build some sort of eco-retreat here, I believe.
Yeah, it didn't happen in the end. It was probably good. There's a QE2 covenant here on the, this paddock we're in right by the beach.
Yeah.
And I think that was old Kit Griggs' legacy, that there wouldn't be any buildings near the beach. And that's pretty cool, I think.
And you live here on the farm with Rachel and your children?
Yes, yeah. So we've been here 13 years and we came from Wellington. I was a commerce teacher at Wellington Boys, and Rachel was a flight retrieval ICU nurse, and we were happy as Wellington was home. And I was flicking through a farming magazine at Rachel's brother's place at Christmas one year, like I never do, flicking through Farmers Weekly, and saw the farm advertised, and I knew there was good surf there, and I just pointed at it. I said that would be it'd be a great eco-surfing business opportunity, eco-tourism kind of thing. And one thing led to another, and we came and looked at it, and Yeah, here we are 13 years later with three kids.
But, so you didn't know anything about farming?
No. I think we were driving along once and after we'd looked at it and Keith said, well, who are we going to get to farm it? And I said, I'll farm it. And to run it. And he said, you'll farm it. And yeah, I was just up for a challenge. I probably had no idea what I was getting myself into, but better to be scared than bored, I suppose. Mm.
And Rachel's parents, Keith and Rosemary, are farmers down in Ashburton. That would have been quite handy, having that family advice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, very steep learning curve, going from teacher to farmer. And Keith and Rosemary are, yeah, really, really amazing farmers. And I've learnt so much off them, and it would have been, well, impossible. And, you know, I mean, we wouldn't be here without their help. And but, you know, it was kind of like sink or swim, and it worked. There's certainly some times where I thought, what the heck have I got myself into?
When you first got here, did you head straight into the water?
Well, I came here, I thought, well, the first thing you do when you wake up is you go surfing. But, yeah, I probably didn't realise how many jobs there were to do and how many things needed fixing. And it's been a great thing, actually, right through, because it's been a break to be able to go out. And although everywhere you look, apart from out towards the horizon, you're seeing work, it's just such a good way to reset. It actually makes you more productive.
Yes. Yeah. And talking about resetting, every Thursday afternoon, you host the Surfing for Farming initiative.
Yeah, so I...
Here at Hickory Bay.
Yeah, Hickory Bay, yeah. So there's about 25, or probably more, almost 30 now, chapters in New Zealand. And we've been running Surf Club here for probably 5 years because I used to bring some of the school kids after school. I helped out for a bit there when they were low on staff to teach at Akarao School, and some of the kids would come surfing with me after school. And it just grew into some of the parents saying, oh, well, why don't we come down and have a barbie one night? And so that turned into a weekly thing about 5 or 6 years ago. And I had mates from Wellington that surf texting me and saying, check out this Surfing for Farmers thing. So I rang up the national coordinator and said, hey, we'd be happy to open a chapter here and might as well lay it over what we're already doing with Surf Club. So, and I'm sure there'd be some crew keen, and it's a great initiative, and the whole mental health reset thing for farmers, and we all know it's all coming at you with farming. You know, a lot of variables you can't control is probably the main reason it's all-encompassing. And so Thursday nights, we'll get between 10 and 15 each week that come down and surf. And I can see why it's taken off nationwide, because, I mean, I've been involved in surf clubs for 25 years, and it's just got all the elements, you know, food, exercise, and sitting around a fire or a barbie and just chatting, and yeah, it's good.
So that's going to happen soon, because it's Thursday today.
It is Thursday, and the waves are good, and the sun's shining, and the sausages and the steak are all on their way, and we'll get into it, yeah. So we've got to put the trailer on with the boards and tow it down the beach here, ready for the guys, and we've just got to put a break up for these heifers over there. We're just going to give them a bit more to chew on, and they'll be happy as.
Let's do it. Awesome. Kristen is break fencing off some of the paddock. You're making sure that the heifers don't go near these macrocarpa trees.
Yeah, just there's some, from the wind a couple months back, we had some bit of a clean up of some macrocarpa, and there's some dead macrocarpa leaves there, and if the in-calf cows eat those dead leaves, they're toxic to their calves. So we're always checking the paddock and seeing if there's any macrocarpa that's, you know, a dead branch or something.
Yes.
Otherwise they'll lose their calf, which we want to avoid, and which we do, yeah.
I guess before these macrocarpas were planted, there would have been lots of native trees down here on the valley floor.
Yeah, we've got a few left, actually. Back over deeper in the flats there, there's a couple of matais and kakatea. Still, there's a few that have held on, or whether they left them, yeah.
Because there used to be heaps of milling that went on down here.
Yeah, out on the point there, they were going up until the 60s, and then, yeah, the mill here was going late 1800s to early 1900s, yeah. We go around, jump back in the mill, and I'll just let them into this bit. Way danger. He's just going to head them off. I'll just tell him to go right, and he'll just pull them through the gate, really. Way danger.
And he's moving about, what, 20 Friesian heifers?
Yep.
And your weight.
Good job, Danger.
All okay, Danger. Good boy. Good boy. Get up. Get up in there.
Now, Kristen, what's the history of this land? Who first came here?
Hickory's original name's derived from a hash of Waikira Kikari, the Bay of Angry Waters. So the Māori couldn't land their canoes here, so it wasn't ever settled by Māori. But there was a guy by the name of Harry Head who came in the 1860s, and he was pretty eccentric, and he drove some cattle down and managed to, I mean, it was just super thick bush, and he just apparently just dressed in a sack with holes cut out the sides, and he farmed a few cattle, and they called him the Hermit of Hickory Bay. But yeah, he was pretty pioneering.
Well, those farmers will be getting here soon, won't they?
Yeah, they will. We better go.
We've come to the farmyard, and the old shearing shed has been converted into the Hickory Bay Surfing Institute.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, I always saw the wool shed as a huge asset, but obviously we weren't farming sheep anymore. And so, you know, with building costs, and it's got a roof and it's dry. And so those wool sheds are pretty cool. Blank canvas.
And you've formed a charitable trust.
Yeah, so the vision statement is creating community well-being and connection through the sport of surfing. So the surfing's a catalyst, but we all get around the fire and cook dinner together on the grill and
tell stories.
Yeah, totally. And no cell coverage yet, so there's no devices out, and everyone's just in bare feet running around and feeding the eels in the creek. It's good.
In a shed is a trailer loaded with, what, a dozen or so surfboards?
Yeah, some soft tops.
So you'll take them out to the beach?
Yeah, I think we will today. And then we can just, the guys can just grab them instead of carrying them all the way down. Some of them are 9 foot long and pretty heavy. So we'll have them ready to go. Yeah, so I'll just
As soon as the farmers arrive, they slip into their wetsuits in the farmyard and head off for a surf. Hugh Eaton farms at Pigeon Bay.
I'm here for two reasons. One is as a trustee of the local rural support trust. That's about 5%, but 95% because I just really like coming down here surfing.
We are walking across a paddock now, heading towards the beach, and it really is quite an idyllic spot, isn't it?
It is, yes, yeah. It's a classic peninsula bay, in a way, with the cliffs on both sides. It's unique with the amount of surf and sand along here. There's probably only a couple of other bays on the peninsula like this.
Is Thursday afternoon always booked out for surfing?
Yes, it is, yeah. I had a look around a while ago and realised that most of the others are about my kids' age. But they don't seem to mind.
Had you done any surfing before you started doing this?
Nothing for about 50 years, right back to holidays at the beach north of Wellington at Raumati, and sharing a huge old fiberglass board with two friends.
Yes. What do you love about surfing? Why do you love being out there on a board?
It's a little bit like some other things, like singing in a choir or going for a long run or something like that. Is just completely different and separate from day-to-day life. Mm. And gives you a break away from thinking about what's going on and just focusing on what we're doing now.
We have got to the place where Kristen has dropped off the surfboards, and so I guess now you just go and do your thing.
Yes. So these are all soft top boards for beginners. And they're great. They've been donated by different organisations.
Yes.
And surfing farmers here and around the country provides everything, really. They provide wetsuits and boards and rash vests, and then various sponsors do a barbecue afterwards. And what Kristen's trying to do here just matches the Rural Support Trust's objectives really well.
What do you do at Rural Support?
1 week in four, I'm on the 0800 number. So I'm on for 24 hours a day for a week, every fourth week.
So you can get calls any time of the day or night?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And does that happen?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's quite a challenge, really, because the phone goes and I never know whether it's going to be somebody wanting a chat, or somebody wanting to, somebody really distressed, or somebody potentially thinking of suicide. So there's that challenge, which is quite stressful.
Do you get trained up for those situations?
Yes, I do, but I spent 40 years as a farm advisor and evaluator, and so I've got that background as well to go with it. The idea is that the person on the 0800 number takes the call, establishes a relationship, finds out what the issue is, talks for half an hour maybe. I talked to somebody the other day for nearly an hour and a half, but if they need it, then we've got a whole network of local volunteers who can go and visit the person and talk things over and point them in the right direction.
Keep on the ground, because they're people that you don't necessarily know.
No, we won't. No. And often it'll be somebody with a whole lot of things milling around in their head, just simply wanting a direction and somebody to talk to. So just talking can help consolidate somebody's ideas and help them move on to the next step of how to act and what to do and who to contact.
Well, I can see why the Trust is backing the Surfing for Farmers initiative, because it ties in with those ideas of talking, sharing, and I guess forgetting about farm life for a few hours.
Yes, it does. Well, it means, you asked me before what I enjoy about it, and I think that's pretty general. It means that people can come out for 2 or 3 hours or for an evening and do something completely different that's not related to the farm, and think about something different, do something physical.
Get smashed by the waves.
Well, if you fill your head up with seawater, it's good for clearing the brain.
Kristen, we've come down onto the beach and some of the guys are already in the water.
Yeah, they're keen. The level's going through the roof. Each week they get better and more confident. And, you know, it's not about that, but a byproduct of it, some of them really jump to it and want to get into the surfing more.
Yeah.
Some guys are just happy to go out and just fall off and get smashed around.
How often do you go surfing here?
At the moment, I'm just trying to get out whenever it's good. But it's so much more special when you can share it with people. And, you know, I mean, I love it when I look out the window and there's guys surfing that have come over from town. I'm like, oh, cool.
Well, everyone is in the water and the waves are looking pretty good tonight. Not huge, but they're holding up pretty well. Who am I with here?
My name is Greville Walsh. So I am instructing here tonight. I'm an instructor for the farmers, and we've kind of got a group here that have got a lot of experience coming down at the moment. So we do get some newbies from time to time, and they get a lesson when they come down and a bit of instruction. And it's just a good night had by all. So obviously we're here for a bit of safety. If anybody got caught out in a rip or drifted out to sea, we're here to help out and make sure none of that happens.
Are there any rips tonight?
There has been a few rips. The tide's sucking out at the moment. Nothing too major. We've got quite a few experienced surfers right out the back kind of patrolling that. So I think everybody's in safe hands there this evening.
And how good for farmers to be able to come here and do this?
It's just an amazing thing. A lot of these people are working in very isolated places here. And so I think it's actually really good for the well-being, especially the people here in the peninsula, because it is, you go to one social event and it takes you 40 minutes driving, going from one bay to another. As the crow flies, everything is 5 minutes away. And as the truck drives, it's a whole load of loose parts and gravel. And
yeah
you just you get used to it here, but it's definitely a different, unusual way of life. But as you can see, it's an incredibly beautiful place, and I think that's what attracts people to living here.
Yes, and are you going out for another surf now?
Yeah, I'm going to go out for another surf now, join the guys out there. So I felt a little bit of a cramp there, so went and got hydrated and back out again.
Enjoy.
Thanks, Cosmo.
Now, Lyndon, what's it like in there?
Cold. No, it's good. Feel alive. Feel like a million bucks.
Are you going back in?
No.
You've done your dash.
I'm last in, first out.
Did you get some good waves out there today?
Yeah. Yep, it was a bit scrappy, but it's everyone's having fun. I was down the end there, the guys are catching some big ones, so that's good.
Why do you come down and do this surfing? What does it mean to you?
Well, I look at the sea every day where I work, and I don't appreciate it. And since the Surfing for Farmers started, I've been here at the start, right from the start, and I absolutely love it. Makes you feel alive.
I guess it's also a good chance to catch up with other like-minded people.
Correct, yep. And there's a lot of people here that you wouldn't think would be doing this, but everyone loves it. You know, you sit around afterwards and have a steak and a couple of beers and a yak. No one talks about farming. the WhatsApp groups going about Tuesday night, oh, you're going or you're not going, you know, I'll pick you up or whatever, you know. So we'll see each other in the street in Akaroa, and that's the first thing everyone asks is, what were the waves like, you know, last time you were out or something like that. So that just shows you how people are into it.
Do you check the wave forecast before you come?
No. If there's nothing, there's nothing. We still go out there and have a good time.
It doesn't matter.
If it's houses coming at you, well, yeah, everyone gets out there and hangs on and gets into it.
Yeah. And you've got your kids here.
Yep. So they do surfing here on Tuesday nights, but they didn't go this week, so they thought they'd come tonight. So.
Yeah, they're doing pretty well, actually, aren't they?
Yeah, they enjoy it.
Out in the big waves?
Out in the big waves, showing everyone up.
Has this ignited something in you that you hope to keep going?
Oh, definitely. Now the kids are into it. You know, we're doing it as a family now. So the four of us are out here having a go, you know. So we wouldn't have done that if it wasn't for Surfing for Farmers.
Goffs Bay farmer Lyndon Palmer. Cosmo was also talking to Hugh Eaton, Greville Walsh and Hickory Bay farmer and Surfing for Farmers surf coach Kristen Savage, who also runs the Hickory Bay Surfing Institute from his Banks Peninsula farm.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.